George Washington was the first you see. He once chopped down a cherry tree.
President number two would be John Adams, and then number three.
Tom Jefferson stayed up to write the Constitution late at night. So he and his wife had a great big fight. She made him sleep on the couch all night.
James Madison never had a son, and he fought the War of 1812.
James Monroe's colossal nose was bigger than Pinocchio's.
John Quincy Adams was number six, and it's Andrew Jackson's butt he kicks.
So Jackson learns to play politics. Next time he's the one the country picks.
Martin Van Buren, number eight, for one term shot was chief of state.
William Haddison, how do you play? The guy was dead in 30 days.
John Tyler, he liked country folk.
And after him came President Polk.
Zachary Taylor liked to smoke. His breath killed friends whenever he spoke.
1850, really nifty Miller, Fillmore's in.
Young and fierce was Franklin Pierce, the man without a chin.
Follows next a period spent in 4 long years with James Buchanan.
Then the South are shooting cannon, and we've got a civil war. A war, a war down south in Dixie.
Up to back comes old Abe Lincoln.
There's a guy who's really thinking.
Kept the United States from shrinking. Saved the ship upstate from sinking.
Andrew Johnson's next. He had some slight effects.
Congress age wouldn't pay.
And so the country now elects
Ulysses Simpson Grant, who would scream and rave and rant.
I'm drinking whiskey all over risky, cause he'd spill it on his pants.
It's 1877 and the Democrats will gloat, but they're all amazed when Rutherford Hayes wins by just one vote.
James Garfield, someone really hated,
cause he was assassinated.
Chester Arthur gets instated. 4 years later he was traded.
Grover Cleveland really fat, elected twice as a Democrat.
Then Benjamin Harrison after that.
It's William McKinley up to bat.
Teddy Roosevelt charged up San Juan Hill.
Impeached and Taft, he got the bill.
In 1913, Woodrow Wilson takes us into World War I.
Warren Harding, Edith Vine.
It's Calvin Coolidge next in line.
And then in 1929, the market crashes and we find
it's Herbert Hoover's big debut. He gets the blame and loses too.
Franklin Roosevelt, President who helped us win in World War II.
Harry Truman, weird little human, serves two terms, and when he's done, it's Eisenhower who sat the power from 53 to 61.
John F. Kennedy, he gets shot.
So Lyndon Johnson takes his spot.
Richard Nixon, he gets caught.
And Gerald Ford fell down a lot.
Jimmy Carter, light campaign trip.
And Ronald Reagan's speeches, scripts all came from famous movie clips.
And President Bush said,
read my lips.
Now in Washington, D.C.,
there's Democrats and GOP.
But the one in charge is plain to see.